You ready for this? Sunday night, Monday night, 28 degrees is our low. Ooh-hoo. Yeah, it's going to be very chilly following Thanksgiving. All right? So there you go.
Getting into the season.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Glad to have everybody on board. Appreciate everybody being a part of what we're doing around here as we roll through another day at the Point. That voice you just heard was that of Karen Pickard. She is from Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. She is with us for our Positive Point on Aging. We do this each and every Tuesday from 8:30 until 9 o'clock, and we have a good time doing so because we really enjoy having both Marcia and Karen coming on in and hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're at right now. So we're going to talk about, we were joking about how fast November's going, but Thanksgiving is quite literally 9 days away. Yeah. So the holiday season is officially basically upon us. So with that can lead to a lot of stress and a lot of situations, especially for people when it comes to areas with dementia.
My key word for the holidays, and I know people think, we all joke about family issues and crisis and fights and stuff at the table. Be flexible. Learn to be flexible. I was taught that word this weekend. I had dinner with my son and his girlfriend, and we started talking about Thanksgiving. And I am a traditionalist. I want things done a certain way at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and it's always been done that way, and I am not changing, and that's the way I am.
Right.
Guess what? I'm not doing what I usually do for Thanksgiving this year. And I'm okay with that because it's all about making my son happy.
That's a good way of looking at it. If you can, you know, be mature enough to do that. Yeah.
Well, I didn't say I was being mature. Yeah. Behind the scenes and on the radio, I'm not being mature.
Right.
But I was mature when he said, can we do it for lunch instead of doing it at dinner? Because I need to be at my girlfriend's house for dinner.
And so he has to pull double duty.
He has to pull double. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's okay. You know, let him. He's young. He can eat two meals. He can use the weight anyway.
Okay.
But the whole point is be flexible, folks. We are now in the season that most people consider the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not. There are a lot of people out there who do not find this time of year wonderful at all. I don't care if you're celebrating Hanukkah or if it's Kwanzaa or if it's Christmas.
Right.
It can be very stressful and very sad and very emotional for people, and you need to respect that and try to remember. Most seniors have outlived, well, certainly their own parents, but they've outlived some of their children. Some of them have outlived all their siblings.
Right.
And they have no one really but maybe their one child that's left, and that child has family. And so it's a struggle for them, and they have memories that are very emotional, and we have to respect that.
Right.
And in doing that, like I just asked you when I walked in, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Well, it's not always been that way, has it? But you're going to do that now, and your mom's going to join you guys, and it'll be a fun event. But you've learned to bend a little bit.
Sure.
So the point being is that, excuse me, that we have to think about our loved ones and what's best for them now, not whether we're going to have a 5-course meal and it's going to take 6 hours to eat this meal and we're all going to be on the table. If you have somebody with dementia, their attention span is probably very short.
Sure.
And so asking them to stay around in a house that's not really familiar to them and not necessarily comfortable to them, even though they've been coming to your home for the last 30 years, it's still not their space.
Right.
Don't ask them to sit at a dinner table for hours and hours. You know, an hour max is probably the most they can do. So when you're planning your meal, plan it short, plan it simple, and keep it to the point, basically, as I say. The more simple you make things, the better off everybody is in these cases.
I mean, would it matter, Karen, I guess, in terms of how advanced the dementia is? I mean, if it's still someone that recognizes family members and things like that, and it's early stages, it's got to be a little easier,
right,
if not even comforting,
maybe
to be around. But there's something you taught me about almost a year ago, and that was when you said, don't take someone with dementia out of their world. You got to go into their world.
Yep.
Because if you take them out of their world, you're asking for a world of trouble. When it comes to all this traveling, for example, you had said to me, you take somebody who has got Alzheimer's and you throw them in the car and say, we're going to drive across the country to go see, you know, your grandchildren in Albuquerque. You're begging for trouble.
Yeah. And might not have a clue.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble.
Yes.
I mean, again, keeping it simple, keeping it short. dementia, I mean, even if it's an early onset, sometimes it's still overwhelming. You know, if you're like me and like to have hordes of people at your house for Christmas and Thanksgiving, right, it can be overwhelming for that person trying to just have a one-on-one conversation because there's all this other distraction going on. And then let's not forget, we have the football games playing, we have music playing, we have kids running around screaming.
Overstimulation.
It's awful. And it's frightening to people, even people with early onset of dementia. It really, it can be very frightening.
For sure. For sure. Well, that's you don't really think about it, but you got to try to look at it through their eyes.
Absolutely.
As best you can.
You've got to try and respect what they're doing. Now, some of us think that our mother really wants to go to New York to see her son who lives there. So you're going to try to make it happen because that's what she says she wants to do. If you find out in the middle of making this plan, she starts backpedaling, don't be afraid to change in the middle of your plans. You may have to cancel flights. You may have to cancel something. But that's okay. Again, it's called being flexible because you've got to respect what her wishes are. And today it might sound like a great idea, but tomorrow it might scare her. She might start thinking about it and she might remember feeling overwhelmed in a city in the first place. So just try to remember, as I keep saying, be flexible. Be willing to make changes in the plans. But, okay, so now we're going to talk about something that is you can do for your folks.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom liked to plan Thanksgiving or plan Christmas, and she liked to do all this stuff, but you're now doing it at your house. What are you going to do for your mom to keep her busy? Are you going to say, okay, Mom, well, I want you while you're home to cook the sweet potato casserole and the stuffing and whatever, you know, two other dishes, and you can bring them to my house? That's probably not a really good idea.
No.
You know, watch things get burned up in the oven and that kind of thing. And
you're setting her up for failure.
Yeah, you really are. So don't do that. So what you do is you say, Mom, why don't you come over to the house on Wednesday, and we're going to sit down and we're going to make the dressing for the turkey, and we're going to make the sweet potato casserole, and we're going to do the green beans, and you can help me. And it becomes a time that you, maybe your daughter and your mother, can sit down together and do this. In my house, it would be my husband and the kids and not me. But, however it is in your house, it cooks,
right.
You don't really want Karen cooking.
I can promise you that that's actually a great strategy for two reasons. One is you're not overwhelming, but you're also, the other reason is you're still including.
Exactly.
And that's a great thing to be able to do. I'll give you an example, if you don't mind me interjecting.
Sure, please, interject all you want.
When my sister was up here last time visiting, remember, Audra's the one who had the pretty massive stroke.
Right.
We brought her over and brought Mom over to my house, and we made something that the whole family loves, a dish called kugel, mm-hmm. which is a great, great, amazing tasting Jewish dish, a noodle dish. But the point is, we had Mom involved,
yep.
and we had Audra involved, and Lainey, of course, was leading the charge. But Lainey was being, okay, now here's what I want you to do, and just gave my mom one simple quick task,
right.
You know, just, you know, chop this up or whatever. But the point was, exactly, everybody was involved that wanted to be involved, and it really gave my sister in particular, even more than Mom, gave my sister a tremendous sense of pride and accomplishment that she helped make the kugel.
Right.
And it tasted wonderful when it was done, and I could just tell she was beaming, and so was Mom, because Mom was a part of the process. Mom used to be a phenomenal cook, and now she doesn't cook at all.
Right.
And so to let her just be a part of the process was good for her self-esteem, while it didn't in any way, shape, or form overwhelm her.
And you just made memories.
Yes.
And the other thing is, and I know your wife, if your mother didn't or your sister didn't do something perfectly, she didn't get upset.
Not at all.
She rolls with the punches.
Absolutely.
That
which
word
is key.
Flexible, again.
You gotta
roll with the punches. They may not know how to open the can at that moment in life, so you got to help them.
Sure.
They may not chop the vegetables the way they should be chopped, but okay, is that the end of the world?
Exactly.
As long as they don't chop their fingers off, it's okay.
Yeah.
You just got to roll with it. And again, you made memories and you made everybody happy, and it works that way.
Yeah, again, include, but don't overwhelm.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, well, hold tight. We're going to head and get everyone caught up on the Fox Business Report. We'll catch up with that for everybody at 8:45. We'll come back. We've got Karen with us from now until 9 o'clock, and we're tackling an issue that is absolutely right on top of us right now because, again, everybody's getting ready to start doing the cooking. Everybody's getting ready for the Thanksgiving, and then comes Christmas and all of that. So if you're starting to make plans, now is the time for you to think about how can you include but not overwhelm. Stay around.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart shares are higher after its upbeat earnings, and it raised its sales forecast for this year. The company's planning to buy back up to $20 billion in stock, and Walmart also revealed its participation in a national $3.1 billion opioid settlement. Home Depot sales rose 5.6% in the recent quarter. It saw fewer transactions, but shoppers were spending more. Higher prices offset fewer purchases, though Home Depot is holding up better than expected during a downturn in the housing market, its earnings top forecasts. Krispy Kreme continued to lose money in its recent quarter. The company says the strong dollar impacted its profit, though it was able to increase prices in the period, and Krispy Kreme says its global Halloween business was robust. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com. Code business.
By now, you're hearing all the big box stores and their angles and their gimmicks for Black Friday sales that they started back in July. Let's remember local. Let's remember who's been here the longest and done it right for years and years and years. Let's remember Shooter's Choice. They have incredible Black Friday sales coming when it's actually Black Friday, and that whole weekend of shopping is going to be great. Incredible deals coming on firearms, ammo, AR accessories, scopes, and gun safes. You don't need some big box store with a guy who was working in the toy department yesterday trying to answer your questions on the right concealed carry pistol or AR today. You need Shooter's Choice, local and with people who work there that actually hunt and shoot the firearms they are experts on. Visit Shooter's Choice on Facebook for more info. Go to shooterschoicesc.com, take a look at their catalog, but make no mistake, when it's actually Black Friday, in fact, 6 a.m. that morning, and for the whole weekend, you will not want to miss out on some historical Shooter's Choice sales. In West Columbia on Sunset Boulevard, make it your first choice, your best choice. Make it Shooter's Choice.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
And we're happy to have been voted Lexington's best glass store for 13 years in a row.
Many drivers are unaware that your cracked windshields can be replaced, usually at absolutely no cost to you.
If all the high-end car dealerships in town can trust us to do their glass needs, so can you.
We service the Midlands both at our shop in Lexington, but we are also happy to come to you at home or work.
Find us online at absoluteglassinc.com.
And remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
There's a lot of good reasons to choose a particular insurance company, and a lot of not-so-good reasons. A cute mascot? A funny TV ad? How about a celebrity spokesperson? Probably not. What you should be looking for in your next insurance agency is a trusted advisor who will put your needs first and help you find the best deal on the right coverage. H&H Financial Group is your full-service, local, and independent insurance and financial planning team that will help you understand the reason for insurance, the coverage you need, and will then shop amongst dozens of carriers to find you the best value. For home, auto, life, and business, we'll take the time to understand where you are today and where you'd like to be as you work towards financial freedom. Doing business with H&H also means you'll have full access to the financial services of Fran Halloran, giving you a complete package that you won't find at any other agency in the Midlands. We're ready and willing to earn your business. Are you ready to work with an independent local agency that can cover all of your insurance needs? Call us today at 803-850-0054.
Travis Benson, owner of CNT Foundations.
With the world like it is today, we all just want to hold on to what we've earned. And if your home has a foundation problem, you can do just that with CNT Foundations. We now offer up to 2 years, same as cash, for qualified homeowners, so you can repair your home now and pay nothing for 2 years. It's the best of both worlds.
Call 803-805-8044. CNT Foundations, your foundation experts.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Clearing earlier accidents. Do expect those slowdowns. I-20 westbound, mile marker 74 at that Two Notch Road exit, as well as an I-20 west at the 70 near Fairfield Road. Stalled motorists, you're slow I-77 north at the 19 Farrell Road, clearing Highway 6 near Salem Church Road. Modern Exterminating Company, family owned and operated for over 60 years. Termite, bed bug, moisture control. Modern Exterminating, we know what bugs you. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, we're about 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's our positive points on aging, and that is what we do each and every Tuesday morning from 8:30 until 9 o'clock. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, it's John and Erica with Your Way Home. That's coming up, and we'll look forward to listening to those folks coming your way, in about 15 minutes. But Karen Pickard's here with us from Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and that is our proud partner for the Positive Points on Aging feature we do each and every week. We've been talking about the holidays and how to deal with somebody you want to include that has dementia or Alzheimer's, but you got to be really, really careful how you include those people from the start to the finish when it comes to the big days. And, and there's a lot of things that can be overstimulating and overwhelming to somebody when it comes to taking them out of what is, at least relatively speaking, their comfort zone.
Right. And, you know, the keep it simple method is always the best. But going back to being all-inclusive with somebody, even somebody who's older that has physical problems, they still want to be included. So you try to figure out what they can do. They may not be able to lug large dinner platters around or stand a long time to help cook, but maybe they can set the table. Maybe they can just sit at a table and fold napkins so that your children can set the table. But it gives them time to interact with family members and be part of it. So figure out what's important in your family and that your family member and loved one can do and what's going to make them feel included. But also, I do encourage people to make it an intergenerational thing. You know, nowadays kids don't do that. They go and they go play on their games and they don't, I mean, they don't even go outside anymore.
Right, right.
You want them to be part of grandma and grandpa's life.
So, absolutely.
You know, if grandpa's watching football, go have the kids sit and watch football with grandpa and try to at least ask questions. If grandma wants help folding napkins or setting the table, then go sit and help her. It'll be okay. You can do that. It makes it a family thing. It makes everybody feel included, even those with dementia.
Kids will not realize it now.
No, they will not.
But they will later on.
They will yell at you, right. And they will huff, and they will puff. But I guarantee you, I see it with my sons now in their 20s. They love those memories that they have spent with
exactly.
their grandparents.
Exactly. And we all know it. We all know what it's like.
Yep.
You know, I don't like to sit near so-and-so. She smells like old person.
Old person smell. Oh, wait. Yeah, right? We did a show on
we
that.
We did a whole show on that. We did.
Marcia did.
But my point to that is you might not understand it now, or your kids might not understand it right now. But I can promise you, might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, might be 20 years,
yep.
But it's going to click and they're going to be like, now I get it.
Now I get it.
Because the next generation is going to come along and they're going to want to do that for their kids. And I promise you, you know, you're not the bad guy, but you need to explain that look, if you're not doing it for yourself, then do it for grandma.
That's right. And, you know, we need to learn a little of that in the society.
You
I
bet.
Think you need to give and respect. I think that's very important. And this is the time to do that. Even if grandma has dementia, it's okay. You be respectful. And if she repeats herself 15 times, you just find another way to answer it.
Yeah.
Or you get up and say, let's go outside and take a walk, grandma.
Something like that. Or, you know, again, I've always found that with our family, whether it's with my mom or especially with the generation that came before my mom, with Lainey's grandparents and things like that, we got them involved with something musically.
Musical.
And
great.
Music was just incredible.
Yep.
Next thing you know, my pops, Fred, his mom's sitting next to her, to him, and he's playing the piano and they're singing a duet together.
Right.
And I'll never have that memory erased.
Nope.
It was a great memory of seeing Grandma Annie and my pops,
right.
Who's my father-in-law, sitting there singing songs together. And just, it was so good to see her, who obviously, you know, she wasn't all that with it and she had dementia. But when those songs started, it's as if she never forgot the words to any of the songs.
And now you know songs that you might not have ever learned had it not been. And it's not bad to learn some of those songs.
Not bad at all. But the best part about it, though, was just seeing the sheer joy of her belonging, feeling like she had a purpose, and everybody around the piano just gathering and seeing something that was so joyous for everybody. And I know what it did for my pops because he got one last chance, you know, to sing with his mom at the piano. Yep. You know, that's that you can't there's no price to put on that. That's priceless.
It is absolutely priceless. And the thing is it goes back to what I started the show out with. And sometimes the holidays aren't so wonderful for people. So you have to respect that, and you try to make it a little bit better for somebody. Maybe you know a neighbor who doesn't have any family nearby, so go take them a meal or invite them to your house. It's okay to do that kind of thing because people need to feel included. But if you know somebody who is depressed over the holidays and has a sad time and doesn't want to participate, try to respect that, but try to include them slowly but surely. But understand, don't go into their face and say, oh, I bought you a Christmas tree and I bought you this and I did this and this, because that's not really necessarily what's best for somebody who's suffering during the holiday season.
Right. And again, people just need to understand that what many of us consider the happiest times of the year, if you lost somebody you love or if something really tragic happened around this time of year, you're not going to just be able to say, well, I'll put that aside and and act like nothing happened. I mean, that's just not the reality, for, as you mentioned, for someone, because we're not supposed to bury our children, you know, and there are people who have lost their kids. And this time of year, when everybody is celebrating having their kids come to see him and your kid's not coming to see you, the last thing they want to do is being in a mood to celebrate. So you just got to know your audience.
Know your audience. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is if you know somebody who's in an assisted living, don't forget that it's hard on them. They're not in a place where they necessarily want to be.
Right.
And so trying to include them, you know, all assisted livings try to do things for those who don't have family members nearby. But if you know somebody whose mother lives in assisted living and they live in California, invite their mother to your house.
Yeah.
Be generous. This is a time of year. You don't have to give money. You don't have to give gifts. Sometimes you just have to be present.
Right.
And you can be present with somebody who's suffering, and that's sometimes really all they need.
Sure, sure.
An ear to listen to.
Yeah, and again, one of the things that we liked doing is when Hayden, my daughter, was younger, my kids, we would take them to the assisted living. This was the first time my mom was staying at assisted living. We got her out of there after, but she's there again now. But the first time, and Hayden would just do a single songs for all. They'd all gather around and she would sing songs, Christmas carols or whatever songs for them. And it was the cutest thing in the world, seeing my little daughter basically just get everybody else up and singing. So
and
it was great.
And they loved it. It made them smile. So again,
bring joy to people.
Bring joy, be present for people. Yeah. And that's a big part of all of the holidays. I hope everyone has wonderful holidays, but remember to think of those who are suffering.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. If people want to find out more on this or anything else, when you guys are always offering up good pieces of advice over at Oakleaf, what's the best way for folks to find you?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You've played the game well.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving if I don't see you. And to you and Marshall, we really do appreciate what you guys do. And I also appreciate the fact that this is a feature we do every week, and it's sponsored by Oakleaf Village, but it's never an infomercial for Oakleaf Village. You guys do a great job over there.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you, but this is just to help people.
It's not about us. It really isn't. Again, it goes back to how do you help people? What do you do to make other people's lives better?
Well, I do thank you for that. And I think it's important to note that, again, you've never heard in the whole year we've been doing this, you've never heard this turn into any type of infomercial or anything that you could say, well, they're just doing this to push Oakleaf Village. That's not the case at all. If anything, I'm the one that's always talking about how great you guys are over there. But boy, I really do appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
All right, listen, Eric and John coming up next with Your Way Home. I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll talk a little politics then. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a great day. Be careful out there. Be kind to one another. For Brian, for Miss Karen, I'm Kev. Thank you so much for listening in here at The Point. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
UX
KXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Arizona's next governor will be a Democrat. Katie Hobbs managing a win over her Trump-endorsed Republican challenger.
Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, rose to prominence as a staunch defender of the legitimacy of the last election and tried to characterize her Republican rival, Carrie Lake, as an agent of chaos. She will succeed Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who was prohibited by term limit laws from running again. She's the first Democrat to be elected governor in Arizona since Janet Napolitano in 2006. Vote counting had gone on for days since the Tuesday election, as officials continued to tally massive amounts of late-arriving ballots. The problem affected about 7% of ballots cast in person on Election Day and about 1% of the total cast in Maricopa County. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The October Producer Price Index is just in. It shows that wholesale inflation cooled.